I'd be. I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a
kid? Welcome to the Joe Mexico Radio Podcast Hour. My name is Jack and I'm super loud. And yeah, I'm the only one that's going to host this thing because, yeah, it's only been like that for ever. And today I got with, apparently I have to fucking scream on the mic because that's what I do. Today I got with me, hold on, give me a second. Ain't It Man. That's the podcast. That's the podcast by my guy right over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, very good.
It's Dr. Nick.
Yes, yeah, I guess so. Indeed. Okay, so Ain't It Man.
That's the podcast. I just saw my name. I don't want people calling me Ain't It Man.
Ain't It Man. You know that's going to transform into Anal Man.
Anus Man, I thought.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of white guys are going to say that. Yeah, for sure.
Why is it going to be white guys?
Because that's the only people who are going to say that.
The Anal Man. Who's the Anal Man? It's the Anal Man.
Yeah. Ain't It Man.
Yeah. You have a gross figure to yourself, though. I don't think I could. I can't picture, but. Like Rob said, Rob has a nice butt. I can picture that pink butt. Butthole.
Mm.
What?
Yeah. You think it's pink for one.
I think so.
A lot of buttholes ain't pink. You got a stain to them.
No, he bleaches it.
He bleaches it, yeah.
For sure.
I was going to say, you pass me a beer, man. Pass me a beer, man.
Yeah. All right, so Ain't It Man's going to come up. I know I was the first guest that you're not going to even post.
No, I'm going to. I got to post you. I just got to come over here and do it.
Who else you got on the lineup here?
Well, Paul is the second guest. After
Paul
you.
Bus, yeah. Shout out. It's Paul Bus. Paul Love Bus. Paul Bus.
Yeah,
dude. Paul Bus does awesome art. Look him up on Etsy or whatever. Shout out to Paul Bus.
Yeah, and when I get back, I got Prince pretty much lined up.
It's yeah, just yeah.
Whatever. So Prince, my friend Torrin Turner, who's a boxer and a barber, cuts my hair.
And his name's Torrin?
Torrin.
Oh, okay.
Torrin Turner.
Yeah.
And we're at
Prince. I used to fuck with the Torrents.
Torrents, yeah.
Yeah, man. It was great. I avoided a whole bunch of them like that. Child porn.
What?
There was child porn Torrents.
Oh, Torrents. I thought you meant, I went to school with a guy named Torrents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Terrence.
No, his name was Torrance. Torrents.
Nah, it's not the same thing.
But not Torrents like you're talking about.
Yeah.
No. None related. Yeah, Torrin Turner, D. Hutch.
Yeah, I love the D.
Tattoo artist and artist.
Yeah, man. Shout out to D.
Mikey Fastlife.
Shout out to Mikey.
And Otis and all that. And Willie and a bunch of other people. And then I actually got some of those Tinder, I don't want to call them dates, but people I meet on Tinder.
Call them dates.
Well, I'm not actually going on dates because I don't plan on actually dating any of these people.
You said you'd pay for the food.
Did, but I took that back. I'm not paying.
You're gonna fucking pay for the food.
I'll be broke. I'll be broke. I can't. So we're just gonna have to just meet and talk. So
can't spend money to make money, fool.
Fuck, I'm not gonna make any money off this shit.
Yeah, you're gonna make some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Or some, I don't know. Just start. If you, alright, if you did this correctly.
Yeah.
If you acted like a big shot or whatever, you could probably sell them girls. Like a pimp.
Mm.
Which was very popular back in the 90s.
This is the thing
when
about...
When we were growing up, pimping. In the early 2000s, being a pimp was very admirable.
I made an attempt.
To pimping?
Yeah, did not work at all.
Hey, girl, you sell your genitals for money?
I don't know what I was thinking, because I couldn't even get a girl to fuck me. I was going to try to get her to fuck some other people, so...
Yeah.
Did not work, and it retrospect, I'm glad. I'm glad it didn't work.
Hey, chick, the fuck yeah.
I don't want you to. I'll be all right.
Happy birthday.
I'll be all right, bud. Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
No. But, oh, you bought me a pack of cigarettes. That was my Christmas present.
I did.
Like a true white trash father.
Oh, you're good.
So.
What is it?
Like a true white trash father, I said.
Amen, brother. There's nothing better than a white trash father.
Here's a pack of cigarettes. Smoke them up.
Oh. I get syrup.
I'm like the guy in Breakfast Club whose dad bought him a carton of cigarettes for his fucking Christmas gift.
Dude, it's way fucking better than... It's like getting a gift gas card. It's
gift that keeps on giving.
It doesn't keep on giving, you idiot.
Yeah, well, it does.
It doesn't. It fucking gets ran out after.
Eventually, but it keeps on giving.
I guess so.
But, that's the special edition things I'm going to do. And then me and Paulie are going to do album reviews or artist reviews. We're going to talk about
different...
Just talk about albums that we like and, you know, break them down.
And artists?
Yeah, so, like, we're going to talk about, like, Bruce Springsteen, Nebraska.
I hate Bruce Springsteen. I hate him.
That album's really good. I didn't hate him until I heard that album, and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, maybe I have to listen to that.
This is a really good album.
Up until then.
It wasn't like his other
shit.
Yeah, it wasn't like The Boss's other shit, though.
Oh, really?
No.
Right.
It's completely fucking
different. Wait, is that after the fucking movie? Isn't there a movie called Nebraska?
No.
I don't know anything about that. He must have done the soundtrack to it.
No, it wasn't a soundtrack.
Either way, moving up here. You're going to fucking Florida, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, in Orlando at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
No more magical place at 3 a.m.
Well, I'll be landing around noon. But yeah, I got to drive to Chicago.
Wait a minute.
I have to leave at 3 a.m. to get to Chicago to get on the plane, which is at like 7. And then get down there. I'll get down there because of the hours. It's 2 hours ahead. It'll be noon.
It's not 2 hours ahead.
Yeah, it is.
Sarah! How far ahead is Florida in time? Damn!
Where they're at is 2 hours. I don't know.
Sarah! Where'd you live at? Was it by Orlando? Yeah.
I don't know. That's what it said. I don't know, dude. You're fighting me.
Sarah! Was it 1 hour or 2 hours ahead?
Oh, my God.
1 hour, folks.
Well, I don't know.
You're living the struggle.
I don't care.
Don't fucking put this bullshit like I'm fucking... okay, anyways.
You're a fucking tyrant.
Huh? Tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, fine. All right. Yeah.
All right.
I think I already promoted it, even though it's not out yet.
Mm-mm.
It's the Ain't It Man podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be coming out on what?
It's going to be on iTunes, and it's going to be on Stitcher and all that other shit.
What's Stitcher?
CastBox. It's just an app. Apps for podcasts. Because obviously the iTunes will give you, for people that have iPhones, who can listen on their podcast app.
A little bit of SoundCloud.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't really like SoundCloud.
SoundCloud's, it's for free.
Yeah, to a point.
Right. Yeah. Then you have to, like, delete some stuff or whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to do all that, so I'm not going to probably do SoundCloud.
Okay. All right, fine. But if there's a place that people can hear you for free... Go to the Stitch Box.
Stitcher and CastBox and iTunes. Stitcher.
Stitch Tunes. Okay. All right. I'm going to skip over this one.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Oh, I was going to talk to you about Nazis, but... It's apparently a sore subject. Oh, yeah, I guess.
I don't know too much about them.
About the Nazis?
No.
Why don't you know anything about the Nazis?
I mean, I know things, but I don't
you
know
should
a lot.
Know
I don't. I'm not gonna. I'm not like a person that people. Everybody knows something about Nazis. I don't know enough.
What the fucking swastika? No, not
nobody
everybody.
Wants to hear a guy that knows a little bit things right off of Wikipedia and watched off shows with his grandfather.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
joke.
It's not gonna be me rattling off like really interesting shit about Nazis. Nobody really gives a shit.
Oh, all right. I think fair enough.
We found a lot out about Nazis. I think pretty much the bulk.
We didn't find out anything about Nazis.
The bulk of information on Nazis, has been found.
You think so?
Fuck yeah,
man. Okay. Scratching off Nazis off my list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When did you turn into a history podcast?
In the past, bitch.
Lying. Fuck.
Let's go ahead and take a little break real quick.
Already?
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Worst podcast forever.
No, it's fucking been 10 minutes. It's only supposed to be 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or 20 minutes.
People just settled into their fucking seat.
Ah, fucking get over it.
This podcast is brought to you by Dr. Box's at-home pap smears. Get the box to get your box checked. Check our box to check your box.
All right, buddy. 10 more minutes and then we gotta kick rocks here. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Game. Awesome. All right. TJ, what do you think about retirement? What are you going to do for retirement? Anything?
What are you going to happen?
It's not going to happen. Well, I'll fucking just scratch that one out. Okay.
Fucking millennial, dude.
Huh?
I'm a millennial. We don't get to retire.
I'm a fucking millennial, too, dude.
Yeah.
I'm actually younger than you are.
Yeah, you might be one of the people that actually gets retired.
I am younger. You set my dad off on retirement today.
Yeah, I know.
See ya, fucking old bitch.
That's what you said to him?
That's what I said.
You're so full of shit.
Yeah, dude, everybody, like, there was a shivery and shit. So he couldn't hear anything. Shook his hand, his soft, soft hand. Like, dude, you haven't fucking touched a tool forever.
Yeah.
See ya, you fucking Mike Holmgren-looking motherfucker.
Oh,
I love my dad.
Your dad is a great dude.
Huh?
That's a great dude.
That's what I keep on hearing today, but... Yeah, alright. I keep on hearing that shit, and I'm like, I'm thinking about, like, is it a fucking... Are you just saying that because he's retiring? I guess not. I don't know.
I mean, I didn't have to say that. I just said it because it's true.
Yeah, he is a fucking... He's a Mike Holmgren-looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Too. Alright. What do you think about fucking time travel, dude? Do you think it's possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is? Okay, yeah. Fine. Good. Good, 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 good. All right. When do you want it? If it was possible, if it is possible or whatever, what's your date and time that you're going to go back to?
Just like
that sounds like fucking 20 questions now. This is cheap. This is cheap bullshit podcasting.
It might be.
It is. I'm fucking hacking here, man.
It's all right.
Yeah, it happens.
Getting to know
all about you. Yeah. All right. So what's the year? 1860s when the whites ruled, right? That's what you said earlier.
Shut the fuck up.
That's when you're like, when the white man was. In possession of everything.
Yeah.
That was TJ.
Yeah. No, 1978.
Oh, you get him on... really? Why 78?
New York City. Because it was just a lot of shit was going down.
Whoa. Time travel doesn't mean...
I'm going to travel traveling. There. That's where I'm going to travel when I travel back to that time.
With what?
A fucking bus. I don't know. I'll get on a bus.
Okay. All right. Get on a bus then.
I don't know, take a flight. It doesn't matter. I don't know, get there somehow.
Them flights must have been fucking badass back in the day. Yeah. They're expensive, but either way.
You take the Concorde back then.
You're a Concorde.
You smell like a Concorde.
You don't even know what a Concorde smells like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get married.
I don't have a girl to even think about that.
No, of course, no, you don't. That was a dumb one on my part.
Yeah,
I really dropped the ball on it. I'm sorry, guys. Jesus, was I thinking?
Why wouldn't you ask, like, would you like to get married at some point in your life? That's a viable question to fucking ask. Yeah, maybe at one point if I find somebody nice enough, but I'm not getting married on paper.
Paper? What?
I'm not getting married on paper.
Why not?
Because it's a fucking scam.
Scam? Okay. All right. You know, every time that I hang out with you, you always try to take shit political. And I'm getting really tired of it. You need to knock that shit off. Just, let's just live life, brother. Right?
Yeah.
It's so good.
You can just feel the bullshit pouring off of you.
Feel the air.
Yeah, it's all bullshit. It feels like bullshit. It's all coming from you. It's like...
So angry. You're so angry. Just relax a little bit.
It's like grease.
It's not like... Well, I'm greasy. So
it's like a fine film is coming over me from all your bullshit.
Hey, man, sharpened pencil doesn't do no work, right?
No.
Right?
Can do work.
Yeah, I can do. But it doesn't. But it looks good, though.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know why you referenced that.
Why?
That was just random reference that had nothing to do with this.
Sure it did.
Yeah. He's like, let me rattle off some of my random knowledge of sayings.
Oh, the sharpened pencil?
Yeah. Don't beat a dead horse. Can't lead a horse to water. Got any other ones, Jack? What other ones you got?
Try not to let a horse fuck you.
That's an old Polish one. Ever, that's an old Polish one.
Don't ever get trapped in the rape stall.
Oh, my God. All right, Jack, let's move on from that.
I got more.
No, they're not real.
Like, don't...
Like
don't.
This podcast.
Huh?
It's fake news.
Yeah, I guess so. Stop fucking with my tree there, man.
I'm just looking at it.
No, you're not just... Okay, fine. Fine. Let's see. You trust parachutes, TJ? This is going to tell... Wait. Before you even answer, this is going to tell a lot about your character.
Do you
trust the parachutes, TJ?
I hope I never have to trust a parachute.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Before you even said anything, I fucking knew it. Yep.
I don't want to be in a position where I have to trust them.
I never have to, because you're a scared little bitch.
I'll be a scared little bitch.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, but do you... That wasn't even the question. Do you trust parachutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Cross this motherfucker off the list.
That's the dumbest question I've ever heard in my life.
No, it's not fucking dumb. It tells a lot about your...
What does it tell, Jack? What is
it
this?
It tells a lot about your fucking
bullshit
character.
Psychological questions you came
it's
up
not
with
bullshit.
Half of the bag.
Yeah, exactly. What else am I supposed to do? Okay, and bullshit on you, half in the bag.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, what else am I supposed to come up with when I'm not half in the bag? Huh? You want me to write shit down at work? Boring.
Jack says,
I'm listening to fucking
audio. Do you
audio,
trust
though.
Parachutes? No. What are you about writing for? Just writing some notes.
Yeah, he's fucking...
Yeah, that's you.
He's doing the
fucking guy.
With his fucking hands right there. Well, it's a good... I don't know. Fine. You want a better one?
What does it say if I say yes? What does it say if I say no?
What would you rather fuck, a dog or a cat?
Neither. Fucking neither.
Yeah.
I don't want a fucking animal.
Okay, well, there you go. Right. Yeah, but I'm bunk. There, it's easy.
Stupid.
That one's easy. Do you trust parachutes?
It has no bearing. Like, I hope I never have to fucking use a parachute.
Nah, it goes something.
Pray
back.
I never have to
no,
use a parachute.
No, it goes back into somewhere in, like, Soviet Russia or whatever.
You just
it
want it to go to Soviet Russia so you can talk about it.
I hate Soviet Russia. Okay. All right, what else we got here? Oh, here's one. Do you think? Are you okay there?
Yeah. Keep going.
Huh? Do you think that you're being listened to?
Listened to by the government?
Yes.
I think they can, but I don't. Why would they listen to me? I don't talk about shit.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I don't think I'm getting listened to. I don't think there's a reason to.
No, do you think anybody's getting listened to?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Not you, though.
Why would they listen
to you? Ah! Conspiracy right there. I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it.
You know, I was damned if I do, damned if I don't on that question. Because you're like, no, I knew it. I knew it. But if I said yeah, you'd be like, yeah, I knew
and
it.
And the motherfucker said, nyet.
Nyet.
Like a Russian. Like a Soviet Union communist.
I don't have any Russian or alliance or ties or nationality or anything.
All right, fine. A lot of people said that in the past.
I'm sure a lot of people have said that, but I'm 100% sure.
You don't believe that anybody's listening to you. You said for sure. But
I don't know
not
for sure.
You.
I think they're having people listen. Sure. People are getting listened to for sure. Yeah, I don't think I am. I don't have no. Why would they
Let's bring back the tape. Rewind this, motherfucker.
What would they think? Why would they listen to me? What are they going to listen to? Me jerking off in my room?
And probably Zelda? Watching it with the fucking camera and shit.
Playing Zelda?
You play Zelda?
Yeah. Fucking drawing?
What do you play Zelda on?
Switch. Rob borrowed me a Switch. A Nintendo Switch.
Okay, alright. I'm gonna also need to borrow back my air compressor, too.
I need to borrow the air compressor.
Okay.
That's the one all thing. Right. I got to dump the car off and it's probably gonna have a flat tire when I come back.
Well, sorry, Soviet Russia.
We're not living in Soviet Russia.
I will fucking.
And I'm not attempting to live
keep
like
my
they live.
Comrades' tire.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Inflated, for sure.
Jack, just talk about Soviet Russia. You want to so fucking bad.
No, I'm good,
you're like
man.
Shaking. It's just no, full no, of it. Good. You just want to talk about the Gulag Archipelago and how bad fucking rules
no,
under Stalin.
No, wrong.
And
that's your podcast.
The black countries.
That ain't my buddy.
That's what you want to talk about.
No, it isn't. It's wrong. Fake news. Okay, moving on.
I'm literally looking at your screen. Literally has the Gulag Archipelago on the screen right now. What the fuck are you talking about? You don't want to talk about it. You've been sitting there all day. Now you don't got it. You took it off there, and I act like you didn't look at it. I wasn't looking at that.
I was earlier. Bitch,
yeah, bitch. Way. Yeah. No.
Don't fuck this up
for me. No, don't fuck it up for you. You're gonna start getting watched now.
All right. Hey, do you have any shout outs to any other podcast that you want people to listen to? Because I've been listening to like a couple of them. Obviously, you know, I love podcasts. I can't help but give credit to other podcasts, even though like they're not fucking. I'm not getting paid by them or whatever. But I think honestly, podcasts are better than. As far as like entertainment wise, they're so. I mean, they're pretty good, dude. Like, there's a lot of funny podcasts out there and shit like that. But informational podcasts,
yeah,
like that's the shit, man. Like, there's a lot, a whole bunch of them. So, like, I don't know, funny podcasts like Legion of Skanks is fucking hilarious. Yeah. I like that shit. That's a good funny podcast.
I like You Freaking Mook, and it's also.
Yeah, you freaking mook.
It's informational too, because they always talk about like things in history, things happening. They give you,
yeah, dude,
they tell me
I
a lot of stuff.
I
want
to listen to the most recent one.
Yeah,
and yeah,
I've
and
listened
you
to
got
it, yeah.
Shouted out on one of them.
Yeah, I got shouted out on one of them. Yeah,
DJ Zang.
They said my whole fucking name. Yeah, it was funny. Them. I listen to them. Revisionist History is another one I like a lot. That one.
Yeah, that's
that
pretty
one
well
blown
known,
my
though.
Mind. Like they've told stories. I'm like, oh wow. It's completely different than I thought it was. I mean, and I listen to a lot of the podcasts a lot of other people listen to, like Ari's Skeptic Tank.
Skeptic Tank is way underrated.
I mean, Joe Rogan. I listen to
Joe Rogan is way overrated.
Church of What's Happening Now.
That's with Joey Diaz.
Yeah, shit's fucking great.
Yeah.
Who else, man? I got a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of just, you know, like the, I don't know. I'm trying to think. There's a lot of them, but I got, if I could pull up my phone and I'd rattle them all off.
Yeah, I can't do that. jazz or whatever. But, I recommend like the Ben Shapiro show.
Yeah, I listen to Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro. Even if
you're a lefty like, or whatever, just it's good to listen to. I like listening to both sides.
Yeah, if it's a politic kind of thing, whatever. Because Ben, dude, he trashes Trump more than he praises him.
And I don't agree with him on a lot of. Dude. There's like I mean, abortion that and guy, a lot of other like, stuff. I don't agree with him on, but there's like he's pretty logical, and I feel like that if he could sit down and have a conversation with somebody, he could meet a middle ground with somebody, which is refreshing. Instead of just
no, and he won't. Yeah,
you know, going in on somebody.
There's no like swaying your mind,
right? Yeah,
by any means.
I mean, and I'm mostly listening to him on other people's podcasts, like him talking to other people and.
No, Shapiro.
Yeah, and it's always been nice.
If you listen to him, like he.
I listen to Jordan Peterson one. I listen to Jordan Peterson podcast too.
The Jordan be very careful with that, folks.
It's crazy.
They're gonna fucking start changing a lot of your worldviews. Yeah, he's a fucking great one. Jordan B. Peterson is one of the best ones that you can listen to, but you gotta fucking listen to it to fucking start. Oh shit! I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. I don't know.
There's like a lot of podcasts I like. I listen to a lot of ones. Myths
Real
and Legends.
Real Ass Podcast. That's a good one.
Myths and Legends.
Yeah.
I like a lot of that stuff too. Like talking about like old myths from around the world and legends from around the world. I like that kind of stuff. A lot of it. You know, a lot of this stuff is like religion that was religious and it was what this was said was 100% the truth. Like, you know, like the Bible to some people. And like the Quran and such like, you know, religions. But when a religion dies, it turns into myths. Norse religions, Greek, Roman, you know, Mayan. Like these things were like the truth at one point for a certain group of people. And when that religion kind of dies out, it becomes a myth. And then it just becomes stories that people like to listen to.
Yeah, but there's a... origin to the
yeah there was an origin it was a very real origin there origin was people who were getting sacrificed
stories
yeah.
Right, TJ?
Yeah, man.
Amen, brother.
People were getting sacrificed at one point for some of these things.
Well,
you know, like Mayans and Incan,
but eventually like it all comes down to like
now it's just myth.
What is, whatever. I don't know either way.
I mean, I don't know.
You do. You do, for sure.
Oh, I do.
Let's see. I think that's gonna fucking wrap it up.
About do it.
Yeah, man.
Alright.
So, I'm gonna fucking leave you guys with the rest of this. No, I'm not gonna leave you with any of the rest of the song. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it very much. This has been the Joe of Mexico Radio Podcast Half Hour. On a slow Friday night.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy your 2018 as much as I am. Love you guys. TJ.
Adios.
Also, listen to...
Ain't It Man. There'll be a link eventually.
Yeah, for sure. All right, bye, guys. Love you.